Minorities from around the world are represented at the UN Racism Conference underway in Durban, South Africa. All this week, Morning Edition is broadcasting personal stories from people who have experienced racism. Commentator Akita Rosie is a member of the Uyghur ethnic minority in China. She grew up in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region in the northwestern part of the country. Since the Communist Revolution, China has been resettling ethnic Chinese there. Uyghurs have carried out bombings and fought Chinese security forces in a push for independence, while this year human rights groups have documented increased incidents of execution and torture of Uyghur activists by the Chinese. Akita Rosie, a university student, arrived in the United States 3 years ago.
My home country was full of hatred. The Uyghurs hated the Chinese because of the way they treated us, plus they had taken what was ours. The Chinese hated us because they couldn't get rid of us and have the country for themselves. Uyghurs are very different from Chinese in many ways. We look a little bit different, especially around the folds of our eyes. Most of us are Muslims, but the Chinese government does not let us practice our religion. They shut down the mosques and arrested religious leaders. The Chinese government doesn't even let us express ourselves by wearing our traditional Uyghur hats. I went to a school that had both Chinese and Uyghur students. Even though we were in the same school, we could never mix or communicate with each other. The school was cut in half. There were fences down the middle of the hallways of each floor, and the gates were always locked. I never saw them opened. The Chinese hallway was always clean. The floor was shiny, but ours was not. Our desks were old and broken, and theirs were new. Uyghur kids who go to college find out that it was just a waste of time, money, and energy, because all the good jobs are for the Chinese. As for my family, my dad spent 13 years in jail because he led student protests to get our country's independence back. Afterwards, he couldn't find a good job, so my parents started a little business of trading. Their hard work paid off, and my mom became the most successful businesswoman in Xinjiang. She helped the poor and donated enough food and clothes for a village when people's homes were destroyed by an earthquake. She hired people off the streets. She also taught Uyghur women to get out there and see the world. These things made me proud to be her daughter. Then one day, after my father wrote 2 articles criticizing the government, we heard that he was going to be arrested. So he fled to America. A year later, my mother sent me and some of my brothers and sisters to live with him. She was going to come right after us, but the Chinese government didn't let this happy ending happen. They took my mom's passport, apparently to get back at my dad for his political activities here in America. This hit me very hard. I prayed every night to see my mom. On August 11th, 1999, the worst thing of my life happened. My mom was arrested and charged with selling state secrets across the border. She was sentenced to 8 years in prison. My mother is innocent. Her kindness and her morality have taken her to jail. I now live in America, home of freedom and justice, which all of us hungered for in my country. I will be strong because I've got America to help us. But my mom and the rest of my family still suffer in China.
The comments of Akita Rosie, who attends the University of Central Oklahoma.